Hi, and welcome back for week two of the seven-step process for releasing this year and moving into the new year. Let's begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in preparation for releasing the year and moving into the new year, Jane will be reviewing with us today step three, hopes and dreams of the seven-step process. Please have a piece of paper and a pencil available to help you process this step along with Jane. Let us watch and listen.
Well, here we are again, another new year coming forth. Well, last week we did disappointments and difficulties. How did you do? Did you find you had a lot of difficulties on your little list and disappointments? Well, today we are going to go forth on another step, which is hopes and dreams. You know, you worked on your difficulties and your disappointments. And you may find this next week or the next couple weeks that you have other things that are from your disappointments and difficulties that you need to add to your list. Add them to your list. Because this is such an important exercise for you. Because we are now moving into your hopes and your dreams. And, to explain a little bit about this to you, I would like you also to get another piece of paper, and you are going to start answering some questions on your hopes and dreams that you had this year. You know, one of the things we always do at the end of the year, and I know you're just like I am, this is my New Year's resolutions. And I have this long list of New Year's resolutions that I want to have come true for me. And they're kind of like my hopes and dreams. And sometimes my hopes and dreams don't even begin to happen at all, and other ones I do fulfill. But I found out with hopes and dreams, one of the most important things, or what were my spiritual hopes, my spiritual dreams? What were they? I know we have these dreams. Well, I want to get a better job. I want to have a relationship. I want to lose 300 pounds. You know, all those wonderful things that we want. And those are, very materialistic. And we just kind of laugh at ourselves and say, oh, another year. You know, well, maybe I lost 4 pounds from last year to this year, but who knows? I'm going to put that on my list. Hey, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But the hopes and dreams that are most important to me, for you, my hopes and dreams for you, and I hold these dreams and hopes very high. I hope and dream that you become totally 100% masters, self-realized souls. That's my hope and my dream for you. And I hope that's your hope and dream for yourself. There's nothing better for you than that hope or dream. Desires are also in the mix here because our desires are very extremely important. They have an energy, a power, and a strength. Your hopes and your dreams have an energy, a power, a strength. If we understood how powerful our dreams are, how powerful our hopes are, and our desires, we would start to really look at our hopes and desires very seriously. Because those dreams that we have, once they're put up into the universal consciousness, gather momentum and come forth. And if you have a hope and dream that never gets fulfilled, I promise you that in the future, your dream will be fulfilled. Maybe not in this lifetime. They will be fulfilled sometime. Sometime they will be fulfilled because that's the way the universe works. Once you have a desire to be a millionaire, you may have 20 lifetimes to do it, but you will be a millionaire. But the problem with wanting to be a millionaire is simply this, is by the time you're a millionaire, you have to be a billionaire. Oh, I'm a millionaire, but I really needed to wish for being a billionaire or a trillionaire because it's 500 years from now, and now the whole money system has changed. So watch out for your desires because God will fulfill them. God will fulfill your hopes and dreams. So if you will look at your hopes and dreams this year, what were they? Did you fulfill them? Do you want to carry them forth into the next year? Are they only petty things? Petty things that aren't all that important to you. Maybe you found out that some of your hopes and dreams that you've had, that you have fulfilled and have come forth for you, weren't what you expected them to be. Maybe you had that wonderful relationship this year with a significant other, and you had great hopes and dreams that it would be the most wonderful thing in the world, the most fabulous thing. And you had all this illusion about and glamour about this wonderful relationship. And here you are at the end of the year. It's come and gone. And you're left over with disappointment and difficulties. The very thing we worked on last week. Our dreams will come true. Our hopes will come true. And so I encourage you to look at your hopes and dreams this year. What did you want? Did you get it? If you didn't get it, why didn't you get it? What went wrong? Was it that you had a hope and dream but weren't committed to make it happen? If you aren't committed to your hopes and dreams or your future desires, they will have a little energy on it. Boop, bitty boop, boop, bitty boop. I want power. I want to give it power because it doesn't have power. It doesn't have any real value because it's a piddly little, and it falls to the ground. But if it's a powerful desire, a powerful hope, and a powerful dream, and it depends on how much power you give it, the universe will give it the same amount of power. Do you understand? The universe will match you. It will give it power. And if you have a piddly little dream, it'll never get to the masters. It'll never get to the cosmic energy of this planet. It'll be piddly-poo, piddly-poo, who cares? Oh, she only wants this kind of, and she's not committed to it. So why bother to fulfill it? It doesn't have any real value to that person. They put it on the paper. They wanted it to happen. But guess what? It didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Oh, it wasn't important enough. Make your hopes and desires meaningful. I beg you, I plead with you to make your hopes and dreams for the future one that will really pay you benefits and the benefit of truly high spiritual desire is that that will gain momentum and the masters, God, the universal consciousness will go together and fulfill it for you and start supporting you in moving into a higher dimension of who you are. That's worthy of your time. That's worthy of your desires. That's worthy of every inch of your beingness. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't have hopes and desires that have no power. You're wasting your time. Don't waste your time. This is your life. This is a precious gift that's been given to you. Take advantage of it. Don't waste your time on piddly dreams. Don't waste your time on pretty little hopes. Give it power, give it strength, give it commitment and responsibility. That's what speaks to the universe. That's what gains momentum. Don't be less than who you are. You are a divine being that's mesmerized by the third dimension, believes in all the illusions here. Get out of the third dimension. Get out of this law that's been ruling you for eons and eons of lifetimes, which is called the karmic law. And it has fueled every lifetime that you've ever had, your karma. And so, in order to get out of that law to a higher law, you have to let go of everything that brings that flourish into fruition. You have to let go of all the ideas and thoughts that you have of a limited soul, a limited being, and open yourself up to the spiritual being that you are. Because otherwise, you're wasting a wonderful lifetime of opportunity to move into a higher dimension of who you are. This is just the third dimension. It's filled with illusions. It's filled with hopes and desires. And oh my God, it entraps you. It entraps you into its vice. And you can't get away from it. You have an opportunity to move out of it. You have an opportunity to be a soul evolving and becoming fully conscious of the God consciousness within you. It's in you. And you can fulfill all these desires lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Aren't you tired of this? I got tired of it. I said, oh no, I'm tired of this. I'm living in a ball game that is rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged with karma. It's rigged. I want out of jail. Karma is a jail. It's a jail. It's limiting. I want to open myself up to the divine part of myself that's here, now, and forever. What are you going to do when you pass over? What are you going to do? What are you going to say to God? Or the angels, or whatever you want to put that whole majesty thing that we have of the kingdom. When you walk to the kingdom, what are you going to say? Because the money that you have is no good. The body, be it beautiful or ugly, no good. 20 cars has nothing to do with nothing. No cars at all has nothing to do with nothing. It's all a waste of your time because what you're going to say when you get to the pearly gates, it's going to be, where are you right now? What are you right now? What are you? Are you a soul or are you a personality? What are you? How are you? How are you going to justify your lifetime that you've just had? How are you going to justify it? Oh, I had all these hopes and dreams, and half of them came true. The other half didn't come true. And here I am. Here I am one more time. Here I am standing before the Lords of Karma. I'm standing before God at the pearly gates. Here I am. This is my 7,095th time I've been here. I've evolved through many, many incarnations. I've gone through the animal kingdom. I've gone through all the different kingdoms. And I'm here one more time. I want to be the best consciousness I can possibly be. I want to bring the best of me to that gate, to that moment in time. That's what's most important to me. That's what's most important to me for you. No matter what you do this lifetime, do it to the best of your ability. Do you have to know all your past lives? That'll come when it's ready to come. But the one thing you do know, that you're a soul in evolution. You have lots of hopes and dreams and lots of things that you want in the future. You have families, you have jobs. How you do in that is very important to your soul. Can you forgive? Can you forgive the unforgivable? Can you love when you don't feel like loving? Can you support somebody that's not doing what you think that they should do? Can you support that? Where are you in all these things? You need to ask yourself, what are my hopes and dreams? What were my hopes and dreams this year? What were they? Write them down. What was the most biggest dream and hope that you had this year? What was it? Did it come true? Or is it still waving in the universe to be fulfilled? Value yourself. You are a spiritual being in a human body to become spiritually conscious of God within you. You are an individual expression of the God essence of this universe. Anything any less than that is a waste of your time. It's a waste of your incarnation. So if you're listening to me, you're already awake. Awake, then listen to me. You've got a little bit of awakenedness. Some of you have a lot of awakenedness. But I'm speaking to all of you, no matter what level you're at, evaluate what your dreams are, what your hopes are, what you want to let go of this year, what you want to take into the next year. Is it worthy of your time and energy? Is it worthy of your commitment to yourself? Is it worthy of your heart, of all hearts? Is it worthy? Is it worthy that when you leave this planet, you can say, I bring to you the best consciousness I can possibly bring. I bring it to you. It's yours, God. Help me to grow and to change. Help me to have another lifetime that's much better than this, to grow spiritually. Or I've mastered this lifetime. And mastering is love, will, and understanding. The three rays must all be in perfect balance to you. Your ray of will, your ray of love, and your ray of knowledge have to blend together and become one. That is the cycle. You've all been around so long now that these are the things that you need to be thinking about balancing. If there's a hope and dream, it certainly would be that I could balance these things in this lifetime, and I will fight for the right of doing it. Hopefully, I've given you another desire to desire. Not only to be consciously aware of the God consciousness, but to be able to use your rays in perfect harmony with your life plan that you're working out right now. That's what I want from you. That's what I'm calling forth from you. I am saying, I'm a magnet sending this energy to you, saying, come on, come on, we're on a wonderful trip. Come with me and be on that trip with me. Don't just waste your life. Please don't do that to yourself. It's not worthy of who you are. It's not worthy of the I am presence that you are. You have had many incarnations, many lifetimes, many eyes, many personalities, from the good, the bad, and the indifferent. And we're here to let that all go. We're here to recognize that we are a soul evolving, that we are souls, we are soul evolutionists. We truly are soul evolutionists. That's what we are. We are soul in evolution. And we've come into this lifetime to recognize more about our soul than we do our personality. And if you're interested in listening to my video today, and you haven't turned me off yet, I believe that you are interested in moving your consciousness into a higher degree of God awareness than you ever have in any other incarnation. And I'm here to help you to do that. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to bless you and love you and support you in waking up. Wake up, humanity. You are souls and evolutions. You aren't just simply in this lifetime to get what you want and leave it and go to heaven and be with the angels. There's a lot more to you than that. A lot more. So please, please love yourself enough to look at your hopes and dreams of this year. And say, were they really worthy of all the time I spent with them? Or were they just flip-flops that I really didn't care that much about? But it was an interesting thought. It was an interesting idea. It was fun. I need to think over my hopes and dreams. I need to think them over carefully. I need to evaluate, where do I really want to be? How do I really want to be here? Do I want to be this soul that is going to evolve in five more lifetimes? No. Do what you can for yourself now. You are an individual expression of God. You've all heard that over and over and over again. Get to the program. Find out what that truly is. What does that truly mean to you as an individual? That you have more aspects to yourself than you have any idea. Wake up, humanity, to the truth of your beingness. Wake up and become alive and ready, and the universe will help you to do it. But it has to have that power. It has to have that kind of vibration in it to send it out into the universe, and it will pick up momentum. It will pick up momentum. I support you. I support you in making your list. We looked at the disappointments and difficulties last week, and I know that you had many. And you probably add a few more. The biggest disappointment I always have at the end of every year is, did I grow enough? Did I take enough steps? Didn't quite happen, but I'm still on the way. I did get a little discouraged, but I'm still on the way. I picked myself up, I brushed myself up, off, and away I went. It takes that kind of drive. Why be less than you are? Why on earth? I can't even see why you would be. Wake up. Start that fire within you and let it burn so brilliantly that it wakes you up at all levels of your beingness, all levels. What in your life still needs to be fulfilled? I would say your God consciousness still needs to be fulfilled. What a wonderful dream that would be. But the truth of the matter, you're going to wake up from the dream you're in and find out that the God within you has taken charge and is moving you into a higher understanding of your whole beingness. The whole beingness, not just a little bit of you. You have all the power of the universe supporting you. Meditate. Meditate and then meditate some more. Be still and let God. Be still and let God move forward in you. Meditate. Still your mind. Allow that presence to be part of who you are. Continuously. Make your list. Check it twice. The masters are ready to move with you and support you in moving out of this year into a new year with greater spiritual understandings and revelations than you've ever had. But you must give that an opportunity. You must put it out into the universe. This is what I want. This is what I'm willing to do to get it. What am I willing to do to make my hopes and dreams come true? You need to ask yourself that. What kind of commitment will you make? What it is that you truly want, because that's where your energy will flow. If it's to know more about the God in you, it will flow through you. If it's about I'll need a new car, that will come forth. First, go within. Find that inner peace, and all things will be added to you. If you need a new car, you'll have it. But you don't need to worry about it. It will be a part of who you are, and you will gather it forth, and it will come to you. Because don't you think the masters know you better than you know yourself? That's what I found out. The masters knew me much better than I knew myself to be. And when I started to realize I had this kind of help, out-of-body help, if I would meditate, then I would give everything and anything possible to do that. Because I began to understand, tapping into the universal knowledge of this universe, this cosmic universe, was the most important thing for me to do. Come with me. Come with me. Join with me. Make this the greatest spiritual adventure you've ever had in any incarnation. I'll be working with you. I'll be supporting you. I'll be showing you what needs to be done and how to do it. It isn't a pipe dream, guys. It is not a pipe dream. It is true. And I'm speaking to the truth of your being that knows the truth of your being and knows that it has to do this work. Has to. Because it won't be satisfied until it does. And you will be given the courage. You will be given everything you need to make this your final life on this planet. Because there's so many more wonderful universes and knowledge and support that you can have in the future of incarnations in the planetary system. And I call it incarnations in the planetary system. And what I'm saying to you is that you are going to evolve even more and more and more and become more consciously aware of a lot more things than you can as the limited person that you are this lifetime. There's so much more to you. And you will not be sorry. I've never been sorry. Sometimes it was difficult. Sometimes I didn't know how I was going to get out of bed. But it was just my personality self that didn't know how to do that. My soul knew exactly how to do it. And it never let me sleep. It never let me sleep. It never let me forget that was here. Once I let go of that personality self, and as you look at me, you think, well, she certainly has got a personality. Well, I'm using this personality, otherwise who's going to talk to you? Who's going to be here to speak to you? But this is a car I'm driving at the moment. And I can leave this car any moment I want to. Any moment. Because it's not entrapping me. Because I am living in this vehicle. Because I'm living in this vehicle. I'm giving it life. Instead of my body giving me life, I give my body life. You see, it's a different ball game on another dimension. The squirrel can't understand of what it is to be a human being. And your next dimension of self doesn't understand what it's to be the next dimension of beingness, but you will experience it, and through experiencing it, you will understand what it is. I hope I've stirred you up to have some interesting hopes and dreams. I hope I've encouraged you to put some things down on that piece of paper and then said to yourself, this is what I'm going to do to help those hopes and dreams come true. I'm backing myself. I am my best friend. But most of my life, I've been my worst enemy. I am changing that now. I am no longer going to be my worst enemy, entrapping myself in stupid, dumb things. I'm going to support my growth. No matter how it is, where it goes, no matter what, I am going to support it. Because it's the most important thing in my life. Because when I leave this planet, and I surely will leave it someday, I'll leave this body and just drop it off and move into another state of beingness. At that moment, I will know with all my heart and soul that I had the biggest fight to help you to come with me. I fought my very, very best to wake you up. I did the very best I possibly could to love you and support you in becoming alive with the life of God in you, in you. It's there. And I am determined that when I leave this planet, I can say I did the very best of my ability to wake the universe up, humanity. I have done everything I knew to my power to do it. And I'm satisfied. And that is my prayer. And I hope that you will think about your prayer. So close your eyes with me and just take a deep breath, because I'm empowering you. I am empowering you. Each and every one of you, I am giving you all my strength, power, energy from this very cosmic energy of this planet to wake you up. You all do it with a new commitment. Greater love for yourself and humanity. Greater patience with yourself and all of humanity. Leaving your judgment behind. I empower you. I empower each and every one of you to move forward. To take your responsibility and know that there's a greater plan for you than you have any idea. The energy of the universe is flowing through you, through me, through this YouTube, this video. And I say thank you, thank you, each and every one of you, for waking up to who you really are. Bye for now. I'll be back with you on the next step. Here we go.
That was a very powerful video and a beautiful meditation. And in this video, Jane stated how important it is to commit to this journey in order to go beyond the third dimension. In other words, to go beyond the opposites. In order to make your hope and dream to become self-realized, you need to commit to your spiritual journey every day as you move into the new year. And I can attest you will never regret this decision to move into fourth dimensional consciousness. I never have. And for additional support for your journey, please join us every Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area below. We continue to thank you for your loving and generous gifts to the Center. These gifts, so freely given, allow us to continue our work serving humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. Bye now.